You are now tuned in to the AO Podcast Network.
Music amps are full of love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub.
Yo, 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 what's going on, listeners? If this is your second time tuning in, thanks. If this is your first time tuning in, extra special thanks.
Yeah, both thank you.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone. Welcome for tuning in to the Three Buds Pod. I am Mark Shadamas, ready to roll with my two buds here.
What's up, everybody? This is Davey.
Hey, you guys, it's Naomi.
And we are the Three Buds. We are here to spread good energy, good vibes, the trendy word, good vibes.
Good vibes.
And just have some fun. So I'm going to start this off with the quick hits. We did take a few tokes already and we're feeling real nice and elevated and in a good mood. So I'm going to start it off with the quick hits. These are current events in the cannabis world in the United States of America.
Hold up.
Some breaking news. What up?
I know you're going to do the quick hits, but we got to tell them that, like, you know, they should smoke, like, right now.
Unless you're at work.
Yeah, or driving.
Smoke responsibly. If you're sitting at home, join us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
please join
just,
us.
Just join us. Have a good time. And
you know, pass the Dutchie to the left.
Exactly. I like that.
Feel free to join in. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, enjoy.
And on to the quick hits.
On to the quick hits. So, breaking news in the cannabis world. We'll start off with the South and Louisiana in particular. They have just approved smokable flower for marijuana usage. They're expecting it to blow up because why the fuck wouldn't it? Previously, it was only oils, tinctures, edibles, things like that. But you can now, and CBD, of course, but now you can smoke flower. So shout out to Louisiana. Hey. Give them a quick round of applause.
Yeah. Shout out Louisiana.
Shout out to y'all
for LSU
allowing that. Going on to the next one, Nevada. This one's special. Nevada lawmakers have approved smoking lounges. So fuck the hookah. Fuck the hookah. You can now roll up, literally and figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
Go to a little chill spot with, I'm sure, some music, snacks, drinks, whatever. And you could take tokes and you could chill with your friends and have good vibes and not completely destroy your body. Yeah, that's awesome. It's going to open the door for a lot of other states, a lot of other facilities of that nature to begin this. And I think that there's a lot of potential there for some really successful businesses.
Some really cool stuff could happen.
Crazy. Y'all got to be visionaries, but be ready.
Yes, that's a vibe.
Next one, Amazon. Although it's fuck Jeff Bezos, but Amazon taking over the world. They have openly endorsed federal marijuana legalization, and they are going to change their drug testing policy. So that's huge news. Shout out to Amazon in that aspect. It's dope.
Yeah,
that
I read into that too, yo.
Right? I mean, it's a huge company. Like, they have, if they woke up tomorrow and were like, yo, we're shutting down, like, people would lose their fucking minds.
For real.
They have that effect on people.
For real.
They're in
There's
everyday
people
life.
Like, that order Amazon every day.
Yeah.
Because I swear, my neighbor, she gets a package every day.
The downstairs neighbor.
Yeah. Even you know.
One time there was a box and it was in the way and I was like, oh, let me push it just by her door. And I was like, hope she don't
she
think I tried
stealing
this. She
got some shit every
day. Yeah. Hey, man. But it's
Shout
not even
to
just
to her,
it's
but like,
just
it's convenient.
Like,
it's convenient.
Think about all the other shit Amazon owns and touches. Like, they have such an effect on
they about to start
the world.
They about
the
to
world.
Start distributing really bud
yeah.
too.
So
they about to be on the moon.
But for them to say that, that's big news. The big players in the game of the U.S. economy are now being a little bit more vocal about that shit. It's only going to end in good, in a good way. It can't end badly. And lastly, the last quick hit for this. Massachusetts is now taking applications for you to be a Uber weed driver. Just kidding. But for you to have for you to be a weed delivery person.
Oh.
And shout out to the plug.
So they're just allowing now people to drive and legally, deliver.
Yeah, like
okay,
that's yeah. my calling.
I did that one time, yo.
When you were working at the dispensary.
Yeah.
So getting into calling. That, getting into that, we actually, it's a perfect segue. Shout out to you. That was a perfect segue, because today I ran into the issue of not being able to get bud at a reasonable manner. I still had some, thankfully, but I wanted to bring some today, something new, and I could not get it. And so you used to work at a dispensary. You also have your card. How
easy?
How efficient is that for you? How
oh
easy
my
and
gosh.
Just like. So,
oh my
so
goodness.
When you were doing, let's first start off from you as a consumer, yeah. and then okay. you can get into the working side of it for doing what you were doing.
So I got my card like when it was kind of becoming a more popular thing to do.
Yeah.
So like, you know how you said that other state, they always had the oil, or they only had the oils mm-hmm. and they just got flower approved. I was buying and going to the dispensary back then. Like I couldn't get flower. I just got yeah. a lot of vapes. I got tinctures. I got these patches, but it was honestly pretty convenient because it's not like, I mean, it was never like I was actually smoking flower.
Yeah.
Like,
so you didn't
I guess
get the
I
weed
would
smell or anything.
No,
like
I would just smoke vapes. I mean, it would make me really tired and just go to bed.
Yeah, those vapes fuck
know?
Me up, man.
Yeah, and them vapes hit you fast. Like yeah. that's, I mean, that's the intention of it, really. Because if anything, you could just do oil drops or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the point of it being really fast and yeah. giving you the relief. But that's what I used to buy back then.
And then they dropped.
And then they dropped flowers. So
and it was over.
No. I like smoking, but I definitely had it easy, and like I never had a problem going to the dispensary and getting something. So
yeah.
It was kind of easy, you know, like I don't have a problem with a plug. Like I didn't have to work around somebody else's time to get something.
So I just looked it up, and this happened in 2019 that Florida legalized being able to smoke flower. So you were working at, you had your card for what, 3 years before that? Was it in 2016 that they approved?
Yeah, but she had her card for
marijuana?
Maybe like 2 years.
Right. I know I've already had it for like 2.5 years.
Yeah. 2.5 at that point. Or you're talking about right now?
No, right now.
Right now.
Yeah. She didn't get it right off the rip, but she got it like when, until you were only able to get that, like the vapes and shit. And it was like, you go to Cetera.
So yeah, in 2016, yeah. that's what I thought. Yeah. In 2016, Florida legalized medical marijuana usage, and it excluded flower. And then in 2019, mm-hmm. 3 years later, they approved it, and that's when you were able to start purchasing the flower from the dispensaries.
Oh, then it had to be longer then, because I mean, for the flower you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in 2019. That was 2 years
ago.
Dang,
then I've had it for a long time.
Look at you, high as a mug.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
That realization.
it's really as easy as we go there.
That was a minute
she
ago.
She walks in.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, she's back with a bag.
I've been
bag,
doing the pickup orders.
Like,
well,
yeah.
I went with
here's
you that,
this,
that one
here's
time.
That.
We went to the one in Daytona when we left the
oh,
theaters,
yeah, yeah.
And they gave you like a fucking a starter pack. It was like
yo.
new dispensary customer
oh,
starter
yeah.
pack. And it was
yeah,
that's,
yo, that's the shit.
Shit.
If you have your card, you have to take advantage of like every new like patient.
Yeah, special that they
special
offer.
Special that the dispensaries
100%
have, because it's honestly like a deal for you to just try out almost like any product that they have.
One
you know?
Of them was it was like spend $100 get $75 off or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
When I worked at Vidacan, they had a really good deal, or they still do. I'm pretty sure it's like if you get to $100, I think it's they take what is it, 55 off.
That's
what?
A deal.
Something like that. I forgot. I used to work there. I already forgot what the
buy
deal
one get
was.
One free plus more.
So, okay, so smoking and having your card and smoking marijuana, super easy. And even now, you go to the dispensary more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, when you go to the dispensary, you don't only buy flower, right?
No, I get other stuff too. Okay. I definitely like try tinctures. One time I got like capsules.
And if you want to, in case the listeners don't know what tinctures are or anything like that, do you want to talk about how they, not the make the manufacturing process of this, but how you can ingest or consume
yeah,
marijuana?
So tinctures,
THC.
So the, like, I mean, the intake of tinctures is just like under your tongue. You kind of have to put it in your mouth like for 30 seconds or so, because you want it to get absorbed in your gums in a way. And, you know, you just like swallow.
And it's an oil.
It's like an oil. It's okay. Literally in a little dropper. You put it under your tongue. And it's not a very quick thing.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a while because you're getting it into your digestive system.
Yeah.
So it takes a while.
It's like eating an edible.
It's literally like eating an edible in a way. And sometimes it takes a while. But when it does, it's just like in waves. You feel, I mean, depending on what you're taking, like if you're taking an indica or like you're taking like some sort of CBD or whatever you're taking, like you're going to feel the effects of it in like waves, and it's really relaxing. So, I mean, in comparison to that and like bud, it's just the time of how long it takes, you know? I mean, I guess you smoking is definitely a more potent like high, I guess you can say, because it's more like mellowed out when you take tinctures.
Yeah. That's, and when you smoke it, it's going into your bloodstream because you know, you're inhaling oxygen. Oxygen is in your blood and all that shit. So
yeah, it's just like a different feel, to be honest. Like it's very like low key.
And then they have pills, and they have
pills, patches. And it's almost the same thing too.
Patches are probably like nicotine patches. I'm assuming.
It's the same, like, concept. A patch. Yeah, yeah, you're supposed to put it on a very veiny area.
My dick.
Yeah, that shit burn that shit right off, dog. You take that off, and the skin will go with it.
You're gonna be like, oh my god.
That's all right, ridiculous. So
that's patches, tinctures, pills. They have
they were selling
dabs at the dispensaries at that time, right? Like wax.
Yeah, they did. They had that shatter, right?
But it took them a little bit, I think, to get I think they weren't doing like live resin. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so but it's crazy how many different ways you can consume this. Everyone like, oh, you smoke weed? Like, no, I get high. Like, you don't necessarily have to smoke weed.
Yeah, you
like,
don't have to smoke weed. I mean,
you guys know,
there's lot of people that get different things.
I fucking hate smelling like weed. Like,
yeah, it's terrible,
that shit is
man.
The worst. Like, you don't want to be that guy.
You don't.
For and real. So, that's, I know, I hate, I hate that feeling when you feel like people looking at you because you smell like bud.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like, it's not even that bad. It's not that bad, but, like, it does, like, give you that, like, that feeling that somebody's looking down on you because you're, like, smoking weed.
Yeah. But, all right, so that's you as a consumer. That's you as a consumer.
Oh, yeah, and then I started working there. I started working at a dispensary. It's definitely interesting because I learned a lot of newer things about, you know, like, the strains, what it's for. And how, because, you know, I was literally selling it to patients. So, like, I had to have my knowledge behind it. I had to be educated. Hella educated. Yeah. And it was actually really fun. I mean, it's, like, crazy of a mix of people you see going into a dispensary.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, you know, younger people, it's older people. Some people use it for, like, anxiety. Some people use it for, like, pains. Like, it's just so different for everybody. It's crazy.
Other people are just potheads and just
you could tell some people just, you know, just trying to burn.
I could imagine it's probably like,
I mean, everybody has to have a card or like some sort of reason to be able to do this, but, you know, like, you can tell there's a lot of people that just really enjoy smoking as well. Like,
I feel like the only other place you would meet such a wide range of personalities would be working like at a sex shop. Like, you got to think.
A sex shop?
Yeah, like, you got to think, like, you must have the craziest range of people coming in. Like, old, freaky, deaky people. You got the young people, the wild people. Like, people who are really timid. Like, it's kind of at the weed, at like, working at a dispensary. It's like, you get people who look like they're fucking stoners. And then you get, like, the business
mom and dad
who just needs to mellow out.
Yo, there'd be some people that, like, surprised me. Like, you wouldn't think, like, I mean, if you saw this person at the mall or something, you wouldn't have expected, like, you would see them at a dispensary.
It's crazy how many people smoke weed. And
it is. You like, honestly, very well. Like,
don't be that guy that smells like weed.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because there'd be times that people would get tied. They'd be like, dang, yo. Like, sometimes you can, like, run up your script, like, you run out of flower, because technically
there's
a limit on how much you can purchase. The doctor can only prescribe you 2.5 ounces
in the state of Florida
per month.
And that's combined, or is that just a flower?
That's just a flower.
Okay.
Because every you have like different tabs, and it's like you have so much of inhalation, which would be considered like the vapes. Flower is its own tab.
Oh, really?
Flower is its own tab, and then it's like you have 2.5 ounces of that. And then there's a tab of inhalation. They prescribe you however many milligrams of inhalation. They give you sublingual, which is like eating. Mm-hmm. And they give you topical as well. I mean, it just depends on what your doctor gives you, but the limit for flower is 2.5 ounces. And there'll be mad people that will run up their script and then be trying to buy stuff. And I'm like, oh, dang, like you're out of, like you're out of your script. And they'd be like, dang, dog. Yeah. Like they'd be so tight. And I'd be like, man, I'm sorry.
Well, that goes back to our last episode. We were talking, I think last episode we were talking about Missouri, and now you could carry like fucking 10 ounces or whatever.
It was I know. You.
2 ounces, like some dumb, it was a dumb number, right?
Yeah, like, it was like you could have 10 pounds at the crib or some.
It Missouri?
I don't know if it was Missouri, Minnesota. It was something with an M, I believe.
Montana.
My high ass can't recall right now. But yeah, it's very, very interesting. And so we got into this, going back to find that. So this is, as this podcast goes on, you're going to see that Davey is like the best trip master, because we'll go off on these tangents, and then he'll be like, I'll say, how do we get here? And Naomi will be like, how do we get here? And then he's like, all right, so we started doing this, and then we were talking about this, and he fucking takes us back into the entrance of where this shit began.
Yeah, for real.
So I'm always impressed by that ability. He knows exactly like how the fuck we ended where we did.
I'm not gonna lie though, I haven't done that in like a year or so.
Well, we were on lockdown, so we'll blame it on COVID. But we got to that point because we were talking about Massachusetts having the legal drivers. You did that as well.
You were a delivery person for the dispensary. I'm telling you, I had a crazy experience the one time that I went on a delivery route. It was ridiculous, dog. It was honestly ridiculous because I don't even think I was supposed to go on the delivery route because they were short a driver. So they just asked one of the like the sales associates to go with them. So I was like, all right, bet. I mean, that just seems easy. I'm just going to go up to the door, have them sign the paper, confirm that's what they wanted, you know.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And honestly, majority of the day went pretty smooth. It was pretty smooth. But at a certain point, I got kind of like motion sickish, sort of. But it wasn't like he was driving bad. It's just like, I don't know. My stomach was already upset before I went on this drive. But then when we were driving and stuff, I felt like I was like, whoa, like my stomach started to bother. So we literally went to Chick-fil-A for lunch because we delivered to like three people. We went to Chick-fil-A. He hands me the food and instantly I feel like throwing up.
Yep.
I feel like throwing up. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, stop the car. And I opened the door and just threw up. And he's like, oh, shit, you okay? And I'm like, I'm good. I just felt like I had to let it out. I'm just
fucked up right now.
I don't know. He's like, all right, you good? Should I park? I'm like, yeah. So he was just about to park. And then the car that was like parked in the Chick-fil-A parking lot literally backs up and fucking hits our car. And I was like,
I remember you telling me this story. Like,
it was like,
I threw up. We got in a car accident.
It was ridiculous. And I was like, man, and this is all my first time ever going on a delivery route. And I was like, man, and I felt so bad because it's not his fault. I mean, it's not my fault either. I threw up. I mean, it was just a bad situation, yo. And then that's not even where it ends, because the cop comes, we do the statement, whatever. It took a while, but we ended up continuing doing the route, right? So we delivered to a few more people, right? And then we finish, and then we pull up to the gas station to put some gas, and then we were literally heading back to the store. We were two lights away, and we get into another car accident. another car accident.
A dog. This story gets me every time.
I could not believe in my whole entire life I've never gone into like a car accident.
And this motherfucker's
like
probably like, yo, I'm never letting this bitch in my car again.
I felt so bad, yo, so bad. And I was like, man, I could not believe that shit happened.
Oh man.
Oh my goodness.
That is funny as hell.
All on my first day of freaking delivery.
That has to be such a like a horrible feeling. And such
real, everybody at the job was like feeling so bad for me, and they're like, we're never putting you on another delivery route ever. And I was like, I'm totally fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
That shit is funny, man. That is really.
And then the second time I felt bad because I felt like it wasn't his fault either, because the light had just changed yellow. And the lady in front of us like slammed her brakes, so it's like we didn't have time, expecting like you're gonna go through this.
It was like one of those like, just, bitch, you could have made it.
Yeah, like it was exactly that scenario. So then we ended up hitting her from behind.
And sorry, I don't mean bitch in a.
Yeah, take that back. Take that back.
That's just like, come
no,
on.
No, you're gonna feel bad because she was actually pregnant too.
I feel terrible. I do feel terrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But. You could have made it.
She definitely could have made it, and that's why we're like, fuck. And I felt so bad for him because it was like, it was just a bad day. Like we get into an, or I throw up. We like, get into an accident. Yeah, like I literally threw up. We got into an accident, and then later we're going back, like thinking the rest of the day is gonna be better, and boom, another car accident. Damn. Like,
I bet you're thinking about brushing your teeth. You're like, I can't wait to brush my teeth. Boom.
Why? Another car accident. Another car accident.
Because your breath smelled like throw up. I threw up.
I threw up.
She picked her head up from outside the car. She's like, I threw up.
I threw up. Yo.
Wiping her face with her sleeve.
That shit was a bad day. It was such a bad day.
One time, and we're not gonna go.
And I wasn't even there for that long working. I think that was like my first month. Yeah. Or
Mark's trying to
first or second month.
No, you're good. I wanted it to continue, but I don't want to get into a long story about this. But one time in the olden days of Deltona and house parties and being ratchet as fuck, my good friend here, Davey, got super fucked up.
Yeah,
and we had to drive his car home.
Oh yeah,
and he threw up on the outside of his entire car as we were driving.
Yeah, that was my first time having Four Loko.
Oh,
they're like, yo, it's energy drink with alcohol.
This man sprayed it all over the right side of his Acura Integra. We get to his house.
My white Acura.
Get to his house. We have to spray it off the hose and like. He's laying on the floor, fucking just, he's fucked up, man.
Oh
like,
my gosh, Davey.
But I just like, imagine, at least,
so trash.
At
dog.
Least when you were working, you didn't throw up inside his car or spray that shit along the entire side of it like a, like, street art. Like,
oh my God.
Street art.
Yeah. Throw a bomb.
Chunks, dog.
No, like,
I. Yo, but I was hanging outside my car the whole time, like, throwing
like,
up.
Like the Joker in the Dark Knight.
I was able to open the door when I threw up.
He's like the Joker in the Dark Knight, but just throwing up.
That's so RP nasty.
Back to where we were at before.
Apparently, it's McLovin, the character. The fake McLovin. It's his 40th birthday today,
happy
so shout out.
Happy birthday, McLovin.
Happy birthday
to that was a pioneer. You.
Don't ever do that again. That was a pioneer.
Why you do that?
I was trying to be like that guy from Street Talk.
He had the Trump rally singing
the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Oh God! Oh. But yeah, happy birthday, McLovin.
Yo, happy birthday, McLovin.
Happy birthday, McLovin.
Oh man,
he from Hawaii. Yeah. The most patriotic. State of them all.
Is that a true fact or
duh? They're number 50, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
They say the best for last.
They're 50, right? Or is Alaska 50?
What the?
I don't know, but DC is about to be 51.
Yeah. Oh yeah, DC about to be 51. Puerto Rico about to
Are
be
they
53.
Really making DC its own state.
53. What about 52? Who's gonna be 52? Guam.
The Virgin Islands.
The U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, the Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands. I want to go there, guys.
Me too.
Just take a fucking boat. Take a boat from Miami. It's like 2.5 hours.
I want to go on a tropical trip.
Nah, it's probably like 4 hours, but.
Nah, I'm trying to go
like 2.5 hours. I'm like, okay.
The cruise is back open, yo.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be on a boat right now, but.
Yeah, me either.
But honestly, COVID is getting back to like.
You mean the times?
No, the times before COVID is coming back.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Well, because. I mean, all the COVID...
Here in the good state of Florida.
Yeah, all the COVID rates dropped and stuff. I mean, everything is going back to, like, no masks, people chilling.
Yeah, I have heard about, like, the rates dropping, like, to, like, significant lows. Yeah, so I think it's like 5%.
Well, it says COVID cases drop to levels not seen since March of last year, 2020. And that's really, I remember like in March of last year, and they were like, there's hot spots in Orlando. And I'm like,
Uber?
Was I Ubering at that point? I think I was.
Yeah, I remember probably you stopped. Uber.
But it's super, it's encouraging to see that the levels are falling. I'd be curious to see if it's just less people are getting tested, because I feel like that's right? A big like thing of how, it right now. Like,
you know, not everybody's getting tested. To
January and February of this year, I got like 8 tests. Like every other weekend, I was going out and getting tested just because like I was super being paranoid about it.
For real,
being a dirty boy.
I've never gotten tested for COVID.
I was being a little dirty.
You were being a little dirty boy.
Tinder God.
Oh my God.
We outside. No,
hey, flow rider, that's where you out.
No, but I really was getting tested because my mom had got diagnosed, tested positive, my stepdad, my abuela, she tested positive. My niece at one point, they thought she had it. So like I was getting
everybody around you, everyone was kind of getting it.
Exactamente. So
yeah.
I was just like proactive and got tested at CVS. I feel like my insurance is gonna send me a fat fucking bill one day. Like, hey, you got all these COVID tests. We only approve one a month. So
yeah,
sorry, bucko.
Here's a $50K dollar bill.
And I'm just gonna be like, you know what, man? Charge it to the game. I'm not
charge
paying that shit.
Charge it to the game.
Let it hit the credit.
Wow, that's great credit.
It's terrible to do, but like,
yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
No, nah, I'll just fight that shit. But anyways, moving on.
I'll be like, well, you guys got a payment plan? I know y'all do.
Y'all accept food stamps?
EBT?
Yeah.
Y'all give you an eighth?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like y'all need it. I think y'all need a smoke. Yeah, y'all need a chill.
Insurance company.
Damn.
Y'all need a smoke.
Damn.
You guys need a smoke. I was gonna save
y'all
that.
Y'all need a smoke.
I was gonna save that. That segment. That little thing. That title for
For something else. Okay.
No. Like I'm glad we rocked with that, because it does also bring up the next one of like, who needs to smoke, right? Fucking this passenger on the flight. So now we can't drink beer or wine.
Oh my God,
or liquor on
yeah.
airlines, and specifically Southwest and American Airlines, because someone got in a fight on a plane because they were drunk. So
that's so stupid.
Of course, one person has to ruin it from us or for everyone. C'est la vie, as I like to say.
Freaking but, retard.
I'm not flying nearly enough to really like have a super emotional attachment to this. But it sucks to hear.
Yeah, avoid the plane, people. Like, we're not out of this yet.
We're still in the thick of the storm.
They just opened up.
Some people
up
are vaccinated out here.
Yeah, like.
And they still, and they wear no masks.
I'm half vaccinated.
Don't mess with nobody
snacks
on no planes, because wow, we finally get to so fly cool again. Now you're going to ruin
I'm
stuff.
I'm half vaxxed.
This is a Jay-Z fan, everybody.
Our good friend John, he's fully vaxxed.
Ooh,
and
he's vaccinated
he's got, like,
then
a card.
Yeah, it's
are
like,
you supposed to show that to somebody? Like,
you got,
any
yo,
reason?
You got that shit on you right now?
Nobody fucking cares.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
no
Florida,
like,
dog.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, you don't have a mask on.
This is Florida,
identify
dog
yourself.
Identify.
Like,
show me
hell
your fucking card, dog.
Identify yourself. I need to see that you're vaccinated. Like, no.
Yo, this guy doesn't have a card.
Yo, ooh. You don't got a card.
We got a C-19. Fucking start tackling him. Yeah. Well, fuck your card.
The Monster Inc. monsters come out of the
fucking
door. Fucking
spraying him down with hand sanitizer in his mouth and shit. No one's gonna check for your fucking. They're gonna ID you at the club and then be like, "Hey, where's your COVID card?"
Put a fucking mask on.
Suck my dick. I'm gonna go to the hookah lounge that now we can smoke weed at. Fuck that.
No, my God, yo.
But that shit's funny, man. But of course, one person had to ruin it for everyone.
For real, why she had a wild out? What was the reason? Like
he or she? I'm not sure.
What was the reason?
Let's see. Follows a recent flight attendant. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
there's a video.
There's a video.
Oh, was it the one with the bloody? She got fucking. She opened
what
her up, right?
Yeah,
dog.
Her?
The flight attendant was leaking. Nah, she got sucker punched twice.
Ooh.
Right, if this everybody is the video, she got snuffed twice, and the lady had her leaking, and then some dude like stepped in. He's like, "Who the fuck?" Nah, he didn't say that, but he did stop it.
Okay.
If Mark was there, that's what he would have said.
Like, yo, what the? It's like that
who
video.
This queen. This
flight attendant. Yeah. No, but think about, did you ever see that video of, it's like a school fight, And it's a school fight, and the kids are fighting. The one kid actually accidentally hits the teacher.
Oh.
And then the student comes in, and he's like, yo, you fucking... And he fucks this kid up. That, and he's like, yeah. You fucking hit the teacher. What the fuck is... Yeah, that's going to be me. If I see a fight on a flight like this, and someone's fucking up the flight attendant who's just doing their job, like, nah, you deserve to get fucking beat down, kicked off the fucking plane. No
for
fly
real?
List.
Like, come
sorry,
on.
Sorry, go rent a fucking RV and drive wherever the hell you need to go.
For real, like, you need to be respectful.
Self-control. Go
of, like,
smoke
the people
bowl.
That are taking care of you on this flight now.
Like, they're doing their job. They're doing the best that they can.
Yeah, what the heck?
And you're
that's
out here
just wild.
Being disrespectful. If you can't listen to people's order, don't go there, you know?
I know, like...
If you don't want to wear a mask, don't go to that restaurant. If you don't want to follow rules, don't go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Rough.
Like, yo, this
she's
poor
leaking.
Lady's just doing her fucking job. No matter what she asks, right? No matter... There's not a question in the world or an order... A statement, nothing that a flight attendant would tell a passenger that isn't anything more than just her doing her job. You know what,
like,
I'm saying? A flight attendant would never go up to someone and be like, get the fuck off the plane for no reason.
Yeah, what the hell?
Not, like, she's not doing anything like that.
She's bugging to fucking go off on a flight attendant like that.
Yep.
Like, can you imagine you're just doing your job? Like, you're just out here trying to do your normal things you do every day for work, and then fucking somebody just runs up on you, like, for some dumbass reason.
So,
and that, the reason is her being too fucked up and she was too drunk, right?
Yep. So I will say, in addition to, who did we say had to smoke before?
Insurance.
Oh,
it was
insurance.
The insurance
about me getting my
taxing
bill
on everything and gonna bill us
yeah
like hella money. They need to chill,
they need
out
to fucking chill out. Yeah, smoke a bit, be a little, yo.
So in addition to that,
she needed need to chill
that
out.
Woman on the flight definitely needs to, you know, next time, instead of drinking
shit,
instead of getting the Cabernet on your fucking 9:30 a.m. flight to wherever the fuck you're going, no, smoke before you get on the plane.
Yeah.
Or eat an edible and just chill the fuck out. Nothing
for
in this
real
life is that serious, dog. Like, there's
that flight attendant did not deserve that.
Nah. I wonder what the flight attendant was said.
Anyway, I firmly
I'll be like, yo, I quit.
We have
like
to,
I just got like
I firmly
I
believe
just got
if
messed
you,
up off somebody.
If you go
working.
Fight someone at their place of work,
you're fucked up.
You're a shitty human being. Like,
you're a POS.
You think she would pull the race card? The lady who threw the punches.
How are they gonna pull a race card?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a viable card.
No, I think she was just drunk, dog. I think
she was just drunk,
reckless,
she was drunk,
and I mean, you know, angry.
She was like, "Yo,
Karen,
you have another one of them bottles?" She's like, "Ma'am, that was the ninth one." She's like, "I don't care. That's the ninth
one.
I want the tenth one, and then I want the 11th one." She's like, "Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to keep your voice down." You can't do it. She's like, no. And then after that, I want the 12th one.
And
then the 13th one. Yeah, because she's slurring her words. Because remember, she's drunk as fuck right now. And she's like, ma'am, I'm going to need you. Because it looked like she pointed at her. Like, she was like kind of scolding her. And
she,
the lady did do the finger. Yeah.
Huh.
And
the flight attendant?
Yeah, the flight attendant. It seemed like it.
You're not going to talk to me.
Look, I play it back. I got the video right here. Yeah, and she was like that. And then, you know, she's probably like, ma'am, I'm gonna need you. I need you to not be loud because, you know, these people. And then she, boop, 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 boop.
She got the fucking 3-piece combo with the fries.
Her face looked like it did.
Yeah, that's fucking
it looked
up,
like
man.
Mayweather went there and fucking just
up.
Like
she,
threw
she
one
was
punch.
She leaking too. She's
yeah,
right
I felt really bad
eye.
For her though.
So yeah,
that's so messed up though.
Don't ever go to someone's job.
That bitch need to
don't
take
go someplace
a chill pill and smoke.
Yeah, don't go someplace and get pissed off at the rules. If you do that, you're a shitty human being. Go home and smoke a bowl and reflect on your actions.
She was like, I got one half of the vaccination. I don't even wear a goddamn mask.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's like, ma'am, I need you to keep your racist mouth fucking shut. And she was like, what the fuck? Boop, boop, boop.
I don't think that's nearly the conversation.
Yeah,
but
it's not.
You know, it is what it is.
I know, that's so fucked up. Like, how do you just do that to somebody at work?
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, she's at work. Like, dang.
Everyone has been a shitty human being at least one point in their life.
I have.
Like, if you say you haven't, you're a liar. Like, there's been one time where you've been like, you've just made a really shitty decision against something you did, right? Like, just bad call of like, damn, I was fucked up for doing that. Everyone has that moment.
I can't think of one, but I'm sure maybe it hasn't happened to me.
If we weren't high right now, you'd probably be like, oh, you know, that one time I was kind of wild and I didn't have to nearly do that.
Actually,
I have thoughts like that
every
day.
I
feel you.
So, but I mean, that's people just wilding out, getting drunk.
I know.
You see that shit in sports all the time. Fans getting crazy, getting reckless, bad calls of action, throwing water bottles at NBA players, Malice in the Palace, and
unless you're
in Philadelphia,
unless you're what's his name, Gary Sanchez, the double water bottle guy. But yeah, that's another topic for another podcast. Everybody, check it out. It's the Hear Me Out podcast.
Oh my goodness. Podcast Network.
Look at this, man. The plug in. We're actually gonna redact that out of the statement, out of the record. No, I'm just kidding.
Redacted.
But yeah, check out the AO Hear Me Out podcast. Davey here is featured on it, and they have a good time talking about sports and just wilding out, being boys. So
yeah,
check them out. Look at men's over there.
Look at men's.
So
look at men's. But yeah. So you were saying fans with water bottles. What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know. People just wilding.
Yeah,
just relax, bro.
It's just the energy, man. People are just too caught up in the energy. They have fucking alcohol. Everybody's like, yeah.
I mean, like, fuck Trae Young.
Did you just burp?
I did. That's my Rick moment.
That was the full drunk moment right there.
That's my Rick moment.
He's actually drunk.
Listen here, Morty.
Oh my god.
But I mean, like, I was wilding out when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Climbed on the roof. Triple H. Beer smash, like,
yeah, what else did you do?
Oh my god,
Stone Cold beer smash. I punched a hole in the wall, like,
dang, you were wilding.
Yeah, you know, it was a moment, it was a bad moment. That's when I was a shitty person. Like, that's one of my
You drunk?
I was not fully drunk.
Dopamine flowing through his body,
there was a lot of dopamine and serotonin flowing through my body. I felt invincible. Like, I felt like I could fight anybody on the street.
Like, if he would have fell off the roof, he probably would have lived.
If I would have fallen off the roof and broke my leg, I would have driven myself to the hospital. That's how hyped up and how much
with your broken leg?
Yep. You're damn fucking right.
Oh, yeah, unless that just severs an artery. What are you going to fucking do? Pass out in like fucking 2 minutes down the road?
Get to the stop sign. Just
the car just keeps rolling.
The pathy just running over shit.
It's on the fucking edge. I'm like, oh, he passed out, guys. We got to go get him. But I told him not to go.
Yeah, you know, we've all had those moments and made a bad judgment call, I guess.
Go Birds, by the way, everybody. Go Birds to our fellow Philadelphia Eagle listeners to the podcast. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, the energy, you know. What was it? Trae Young got spat on, but...
Really?
Yeah, I guess he got spat on by a Knick fan, yeah.
Damn.
Those crazy ass fans, dog. We just saw a fucking video about them.
Yeah, but I didn't see a video of him getting spit on, like some
honestly, if anybody...
freaky geeky shit like that.
It was like if you ever wanted
to... That's disrespectful. I'll tell you what, spitting on someone in that context is... Yeah. One of the most disrespectful, if not the most disrespectful thing you could do.
Well,
if someone spits on you, it's on site. Like,
I'm fighting you off
immediately.
From my inside sources.
Oh, inside sources.
Yeah, I have inside sources. Everybody, check me out. They said that it was like it landed on the back of his jersey or some shit like that.
No, that still don't matter. Too close to me.
Yeah. They said it went over 50 Cent. Like, the dude had to spit over 50 Cent. Like, I don't
50
know.
50 Cent, like the rapper?
Yeah.
So this man was behind 50 Cent and decided to spit forward at Trae Young, hoping it would hit him. That's exactly. Those are some big fucking balls.
I know. Hey,
imagine New York Knicks fans.
Imagine it was just like a really heavy loogie and it just landed on the back of 50 Cent's hat.
Yeah. That was crazy.
You're dead, bro. You're dead.
But yeah, if you guys want to listen to more about that, like I said, check out the AO Hear Me Out podcast.
We gotta start charging this man for
we have
plugs. Look at him.
We have a great combo that's on there. Check it out. Bleep. Great bleep, time, everybody.
Bleep, bleep. Yo. What podcast are you on right now?
Beep beep.
Yeah. I know. You never
Oh god, man.
Jeez.
That's funny.
Yo, I was on Pinterest.
I'm sorry, I don't want to hear
Pinterest,
myself.
Though, and I found these like stoner questions, and I honestly was like laughing about.
All right,
this.
Let's hear it. Go for it.
It was like, what was the first piece you ever smoked?
Oh man,
piece. All right, something that Mark had.
Yeah, it's probably like a one hitter or a little bowl, honestly.
Yeah. Oh.
It probably wasn't anything fancy because I was, you know, scared.
There was a time I never hit a bong before where I asked like some like coworkers I was hanging out with them after work, and I was like, "Yo, how do you do that?" And they're like, "Never hit a bong before, bro."
Bro, but you think about like when we used to smoke, like we made gravity bongs, we smoked out of air, we did it all. Arizona.
I mean,
cans.
Maybe your
we,
first piece was sockets. Like a.
I did a lot of shit. Yeah.
Water bottle.
Huh? Like water bottle, like people smoke out of anything, and shout out to the ingenuity, yo. That shit.
I remember some people were smoking out of pens and
bro,
stuff.
Everything,
bro.
You can smoke out of anything.
Everything,
yo. Daniel made like the green apple.
Yep,
he made the green apple bong one time. Uh-huh. And then I remember one time, one New Year's, we wanted to smoke, but we didn't have like anything to smoke out of. So I like got like we got like a fucking like a soda bottle or some shit, and then made the holes and made that shit into like a fucking bomb.
Another apple?
No, I guess water like it's just the water smoking, bottle. Smoking okay. device, smoking apparatus. It's super so ghetto.
That's actually a perfect segue. If you don't follow us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter at the Three Buds Pod. But I asked our followers today, what is your favorite method of smoking?
Oh really?
What do you What do you guys? I didn't put up a poll. It was just like a question because
question mark
of what I'm doing. Is that a play on words or
what are what are the numbers running like on that poll?
You know, we could pump those are rookie numbers. We could pump them up.
Oh,
it wasn't a poll.
It was
like
just
Joe
a question.
Budden.
Yeah, it was just a question. But that leads me to asking you guys, what is your preferred method of smoking weed, and truly smoking weed, not like
that's actually a really
vapes
good question
or anything yeah. like. Actual flower, what's your favorite method of smoking it?
He throws the curveball, huh?
Go ahead, Davey. Go ahead.
Damn, I don't know. Like, my preferred choice. No. That shit crazy.
He's
dog.
Like, fuck me up right now.
Yeah, that is a one hit. If I hit that shit right now, dog, I probably won't wake up the next day. Cause I wake up the day after.
I'll be crying for like an hour.
No, but that honestly, my preferred way is just a nice roll J.
Nice roll J.
I would
you
say
sit
the
outside.
Same
respect.
You I'd
sit,
say the same
you
too.
Sit right, yeah. right.
I
on
like
your balcony.
I like smoking out of a bong too, though.
Yeah, love that shit, man. I like the bong, but because you can get high off of a lot less. But
yeah.
That smoking feeling, like
I know, it's just like you like yeah. sitting there hitting a J.
It's the
just
aesthetic,
so much
it's the
more
vibe.
Relaxing.
I love that
it's
shit.
The vibe. It's
chill.
Like
I don't know.
When that shit becomes where it's recreational, you can just do it everywhere in Florida. Like
I'll be butt ass.
Yo, when
on
we gonna go to
weed.
The lounge and just be burning?
I'm gonna walk outside and just spark up
and just wearing your robe, going out to the mailbox. Hey, howdy, neighbor. You got a fucking fat doink.
Fat J.
We smoking fat doinks over here.
Oh my god.
Doinks.
Yo,
was that?
I haven't
was
heard
that, again?
That in a long some time shit,
no, it's a white dude, right?
Yeah, you know.
Damn. Didn't Joey show us this person before?
Yeah, fat doinks.
Probably
fat doinks,
yeah, smoking fat doinks.
But yeah, I would say mine is probably J's, honestly.
There's just so
J's or King Palms. Shout out to King Palms.
King Palms are cool. They don't top J's yet though.
No, but there's something about the aesthetic and the feeling that you get from smoking the joint that
yeah,
is
it's
like
that
really pleasurable.
It's that blunt feeling. It's like smoking a blunt, but like not all the
don't
bad stuff.
Blunts.
That's what I'm saying. Don't smoke blunts, but it gives you that feeling like you're smoking a blunt.
Yeah, I know so many people that do smoke blunts though that I just be like, oh, it's not my preferred. Yo, I used to smoke a lot of blunts. But after a while, I felt like it was doing something to my throat. Like, I just felt like I was always having a sore throat.
Yeah, you're always, like, trying to clear your shit
up.
Like,
and it was bothering. And I was just like, man, I need to switch this up because this is too much.
For me,
just, like, getting annoying.
For me, I felt like I would wake up the next day feeling like I was at the club all night.
Yeah.
My ears weren't ringing.
Depends on how many blunts you smoke.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you do get
that
feeling
face,
low-key.
When you're rolling up with your friends, with the homies, like you could take a few blunts straight to the face and be...
Definitely.
And then you wake up the next day and you're like...
Yo, dog, remember?
You
know,
uh-huh. Shit, wild. The first thing you do in the morning is...
yeah, look for that water. Like,
where's the water?
Lying around the room somewhere.
Yo, yeah. I got this perfect segue for, I think, a topic we didn't talk about yet.
Okay, go.
Dog, remember when I got drug tested, like randomly drug tested like a few times already at and one of them I was like I shat bricks, dog. It was like my first time that they're like, oh, Davey, you were randomly selected for a drug test. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dog? I was tripping because the night, like either the night before or something, like I legit fucking smoked like 3 blunts in a rotation at some party.
And you went and took a drug test?
I had to. I was at work.
So what happened?
It's not like they called me in. We're like, yo, can you come in and take this drug test? I probably still would have done it.
He was
on
the premises.
Yeah, I was standing working, in front of the person. Dog. I was working. Like they were like, Davey, we need to talk. We need to pull you because you were randomly selected.
Like it's the fucking lottery. Drug test. No, yeah. I was profiled, bitch. Tell me, yo, y'all think I'm high right now?
Yo, that's crazy. And I wasn't. That's the thing. Like I think I went. I was high in there twice. I'll confess to that. Twice. 2 times. But I would get too paranoid. But I don't know how I passed that shit. But I remember it was like
that was when you were still going to church, right?
They called me.
He was orando a Papa Dios. Que no saliera.
I don't pray in Spanish, guys.
My man was
guys.
In the bathroom. Praying.
Yo, I was shitting bricks. It was like, my God. It was like to a point. Like I remember, I even confessed it straight up because like it was like the main person. No, the main person called for me, and I went over there. I was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He was like, "Yeah, we need to take you down. You were randomly selected for a drug test." And I looked at him, and I was like, "I was like, hey, man, I'm not gonna pass that shit." Straight up,
this man snitched on himself.
I was like, I'm just gonna confess right now. Fuck it. And I don't know if that saved me or not, but yo, Mark, remember you called me like the next day or something like that? I remember the cool gray 11s just came out. I went and picked them up from the mall because I had the reservation ticket.
That
fuck with
same
your boy.
Day?
Same day. Same day. I also
was
got a haircut.
Randomly selected to do a drug test.
I also got a haircut that same day. It was a Saturday because you know Jordan's coming on that Saturday.
Sweet plus Saturday.
Exactly.
And this man.
Look that up, kids, if y'all don't know what that is.
Back in my day, there was a day called Sweet Puss Saturday.
Sweet Puss Saturday.
And then you damn new age kids came out with Saturdays are for the boys.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Saturdays are for the boys sometimes, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe not for you, Tinder God.
Tinder God. Now. You know what my Saturdays are for?
Sweet Puss.
Sleeping on the couch all day.
Ooh, that sounds nice. But yeah,
ew.
I'm having this
that.
Beer. This
so
beer.
Nasty.
Sorry, listeners.
Ew, man.
Oh,
sorry,
Chino.
Listeners.
This man dirty.
Yo, cut that
yeah,
out
cut
too.
That for real.
Oh, that's my Rick moment though.
Again, another one.
No, but yeah, man. I remember my boy over here, Mark, called me. He said, "Bro, you passed it and everything or something like that." And I remember the dude called me too. He was like, "Hey, man, you passed it. I don't know you did it, but you did it." And I was like, "Oh man, thank you so much!" And I felt like it was such a great day.
And
but
then
it's
he went
like,
home and smoked because he was so relieved.
No, I didn't smoke.
Oh my gosh, that's what I would have done. Sure. I'd be like, "Yo, today was mass stressful. They was gonna drug test me and all that shit. Go home and smoke."
I probably took like a week off or something like that. But back then, it was really easy for me to just really stop. Now I thoroughly enjoy
one of those moments for me where I was like so relieved that I had to get high. I was years ago. When I flew from Colorado here, and I brought shit with me on the plane, and I remember the TSA agent being like, "Hey, can you open this bag? Like, whose are these? Can you open these bags?" And I'm just like,
"Oh shit!"
I look at my ex, and I'm just like, "Just keep fucking walking." And I just stayed, and I was like, "If you don't see me at the terminal, just get on the plane and go home." Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. And I went back to the TSA agent because it was my bags. Like, I needed my shit. Mm-hmm. And
you're like a born agent.
And she just looked through the bag with a flashlight and a stick, and she's like, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "Florida." And she's like, "Okay." And writes it down in a notebook. As soon as she gave me my shit, I sat at the terminal and I ate like 3 or 4 edibles.
Wow, that's not smart.
Oh, just to not have it on you type.
No, just because I was like, "Yo, fuck."
I
was just like, I needed to like just like be in another place at that moment. And we got to the airport like 2 hours early, so I had time for it to settle in before I got on the plane. On the plane, I could just pass out, and then I start tripping, and I'm like, "Oh fuck, she wrote down where I'm going." Like, "Oh man, what if she's gonna call the airport right now in Florida and tell them like
you got
there's
mad
a guy with
paranoid.
Some shit on me?" So then I start getting a little paranoid.
Damn, on a plane,
on
dog?
A plane.
Oh, that's
but then
terrible.
I start realizing, but then like you know, this is where my like I snapped back to it because when
you
she snapped
back to reality,
gravity went.
Wow.
But, like Eminem. Not, but then I started thinking, okay, when she wrote my information down, you know, where I was going, she hand wrote it in a notebook that was filled with pages. So what I believed was happening, what I convinced myself so I wouldn't panic, what I convinced myself that they were doing was they were trying to do a long-term study to see, to find patterns of people who are bringing open snacks and stuff on planes, where are they going? So that maybe they could eventually find a pattern like, hey, we're seeing this percentage of people flying to Florida, they all have open snacks. They might be transporting shit. Like, you know, like there's maybe levels that, like, she wasn't inputting
an ongoing
it.
Investigation.
Yeah, there's,
it
there's,
sounds
there's
like.
Clearly something that they're like trying to nail, whether it was about weed, edibles, whatever. There's they're looking into something. They're writing it down in a notebook.
That
and
mean,
it wasn't
if
it wasn't
it was
electronic.
Something worse, you would have been caught up
exactly.
Right then and there.
And it wasn't electronic, because if it was electronic, I probably would have kept panicking, because that's like instant, you know.
Yeah.
It was in a handwritten notebook, like. Yeah. So I ended up being high as fuck on that plane. Like,
what kind of edibles did you eat?
It was like two cookies and a gummy or two, like a Starburst style gummy.
True.
And that was one of my, I've had like maybe three paranoid moments of like real paranoia, like, oh fuck. And that was one of them. Later on in the season, I'll get into the second one, and I'm sure I've told you guys the third one. Which is like the most infamous one, but yeah, it's
dang.
It's look at, he's googling this right now. When they find drugs on you, what's the question? I'll
to
ask,
be
I'll
honest, when something similar happened to me and Davey as well when we went to Colorado.
This man
spelled that wrong.
Just let him rock.
when
they write your Hame in a book.
Hame. Oh, now it's Ame. Oh, name.
This man high as fuck. They're placing their initials, born, which received the board. No. See, you're not going to find it.
You're not going to see.
Because it's not a widespread thing. And they're not going to fucking tell you, like, oh, here's what we're doing.
She probably just wrote it down.
Yeah.
Because,
like, if you're in a state that, if you're in a state that it's legal to have recreational marijuana and you go to the airport, the most that they can do is have the cops or something show up and they'll just tell you to throw it away. Because it's legal there. They can't arrest you for it.
They're just going to tell you cannot travel.
Exactly. They're just going to say either throw it away or, like, you're, you know, when we'll tell them when you land and you're going to get arrested type of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, though, I was shitting bricks too because.
Naomi shits bricks all the time.
I'm just, yo, I'd be like.
She's like, wait until we are on
I-4. Oh, to smoke?
Just wait. Yeah.
I get kind of paranoid when we're just hotboxing. Well, never mind. But.
oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll
no,
be like
but,
tripping, like, oh shit, this is. So reckless.
I was tripping when we were in Colorado because I had bought some like dabs or some shit, and it had like those similar containers to like my makeup stuff. So I just put it in my bag, but I know I bought a few, so I was like, damn, y'all, I'm paranoid now.
Yeah.
And
I remember
like, yeah. I think she told me to come to the side or something, and I was like, oh fuck, like I was so nervous.
Yeah, it's just
but
that
then,
weird feeling
like
oh,
I was
fuck.
Like, damn, I'm fucked. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, realistically, what can they really do in Colorado?
Away.
They're going to tell you can't travel with it, and you're probably going to throw it away.
Yep. And to that point of like, you had it with your makeup and stuff. So the scanners, they scan for organic material, metal material, and then like hazardous and plastics. Those are like the colors, you know, when they scan something and there's different colors mm-hmm. on the screen. So that's the level, what the base material, base chemical
yeah.
composition is. And for me, I did a similar thing where this is not advice. This is not anything that anyone should ever use to their advantage. But when I shipped the stuff back here and when I took it on the plane with me, I mixed it in a bag with toiletries. So when
okay.
they scanned it, all the toiletries came back as like organic compound. And
yeah.
then the shit was in the container with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just looked like, oh, yeah, you know, body wash, deodorant, toothpaste. Whatever.
Shatter.
Shatter. An ounce of weed. But it just appeared as, you know, like an organic compound
yeah.
material. So, you know. But I looked into that and I was like, how can I do this? Like, oh God. You know, go into the
like
interwebs. Go to fucking
that,
go to the deepest parts of the interwebs to find out how I can take a gram of weed back with it. Like, motherfuckers are pushing weight, and I'm over here really tripping over like three grams. Like, fuck.
Yeah, I know it's really easy to just take like a pen, like a dab pen and shit. But that's super easy.
Yeah, it's super easy. I mean, you can take that shit in fucking theme parks and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, no one cares. Just, they don't want you smelling like weed. Don't be a fucking idiot.
And to be honest, that stuff doesn't really smell that much. No. Like, you'll hit it and it just dissipates in the air. Like, it barely smells like anything. I mean, it does a little bit.
True vapes, probably for me, do the best. Like, they're the best. Like, the PAX vapes, the Magic Flight Launch Box, and, like, True Vapes, like the Volcano, the Peak by Puffco. Those things, when you truly vape flower weed like that, there's nothing to it. Like, you get this very, 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 like, slight scent of something burning, but that's it.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a nice experience. I would actually probably redact my previous statement of joints are my favorite. Joints and things that are rolled for flower are the most convenient. But if you have the dough and you want to go out and buy a vape, go buy a PAX. Go buy a Peak by Puffco. That one's not as portable, but that will be like one of the smoothest smoking really, experiences.
Those are really nice, man.
The Volcanoes, like, it's a really smooth high. I enjoy the hell out of it. When we were younger and just like, remember the bucket? Like, that shit was like an accordion.
John had the fucking iron lungs, dog, back in the day.
The Green Monster. I mean, like, we used to smoke out of some crazy shit and just like,
yeah, the gas mask.
Getting ignorant high. And y'all. I'm glad we're, yeah, all y'all. Who has it right now? Who has a gas mask in their place of living right now?
All of us.
You. Only you.
I'll place it in your place one day. You're not going to know. It's going to be hilarious when you find it.
Good luck, chump.
Good luck, chump. It's funny, too, because when the guy came and installed the internet, he was like, damn, nice gas mask, man.
Yeah, that was the first thing he said. I was like,
oh. And then you kept it here. Then you kept it here like nothing. Like, oh, yeah.
It was just so funny when he said that. I looked at him and I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, man, that shit's so cool. And I looked at Naomi. And
I looked at David like,
the fucking gas mask exposed. It was like the second day we were there.
I would have taken it out of this apartment for at least a week or something.
No way. I didn't.
Management rose up here. I
definitely forgot that shit was there.
That shit is funny. That's.
I was like, really, Davey? And it was like,
it was in our
the
closet,
second day
okay?
We were here.
It was in the closet.
The second day.
Okay. And that's where all the fucking connections are for the internet. So he went
that
in there.
That shit
was
like
that's a pretty
right
cool
below
gas.
It.
Yeah, it was right where he was doing everything. All he did was look over to the side and it's like right in his face.
Right there.
Fucking gas.
Well, we were moving shit out of your house. It's like laying there in the middle of your floor. And I'm just like, yo, your mom's going to see that. And he's like, what the fuck is my son doing?
For real.
Oh, preparing for the apocalypse.
COVID.
This is my COVID mask, mom. Come on.
Oh my god.
That is funny as hell, man. This long piece right here. No, that's the filter. You put the filter in there.
I need all that air. All that is like really clean air, and I get a lot of it.
Oh my god.
That shit is funny, man.
It just looks like it's smoke in there. It's not. It's clean air. It's just how it looks in there after it's filtered.
You know, it's such a weird thing when people find that you're smoking and you don't know how they're going to react. Like,
I know that's one of the questions that is on here, actually.
Oh yeah.
Oh, shit.
Completely forgot about these questions.
God.
Oh my god.
You asked one question and then we've been talking about everything.
There's a lot of questions here. I mean, right,
we hopped on the segue.
Give us like one or two more and then we'll close this out.
Yeah. So,
I'm getting hungry. I got the munchies.
That's another question on here too, actually.
Save that one for last then.
So it says, ever been caught smoking by someone who cared?
Oh, cared that I was smoking?
Yeah, like that cared, like, you know, about you, like about if you were to be smoking, like,
oh,
you ever,
like,
been caught, like, in
the, like,
action,
you like being
or like
inflated.
You were caught?
You like
being inflated?
Deflated.
Deflated.
Oh, yeah, inflated. Fuck, inflation, everybody.
Inflation.
Oh, man.
Global inflation's rising.
Yeah,
bow, bow, bow.
For me, it was the first time my mom found out that I smoked weed. That was
you said that.
Yeah, we covered it last podcast, right?
That was probably the one time, because
I don't remember my first time, or I know my mom caught me at some point.
Not necessarily your parents, but like someone of that tier of
when Iya found out, I was like, man, I feel some type of way, because she was like why are you doing that, why you feel like you need to do that? And I mean, she still feels like that till this day, but she kind of more understands. She kind of understands now, and she kind of seen me go through some stuff and seen herself kind of like how it has helped me.
Yeah.
So I feel like she kind of understands. She just be like, you know, like if anything, don't do it too much or whatever. But she kind of understands. It's definitely something that she still is not like 100% okay with. Yeah. But she's okay with it because it helps me.
Has she come to your apartment?
Yeah, she's come here before.
She's like, grandma, I smoke weed every day.
She's such a sweet
lady.
My other grandma doesn't know. She reminds me of Thelma. I tell you all the time, but
yeah,
just like an elderly.
My grandma's my favorite person.
Yeah, it's dope, man. Yeah, how about you, Davey? Have you had that experience?
I don't think I've actually had that experience.
Yeah. Of someone you have, like an authoritative figure that you have respect for and they care about you.
Does your uncle know?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Dang, so you've never been like... Teachers,
bosses?
Maybe I got really close, like getting caught by my mom. I don't know. She's probably just not trying to have that conversation.
You think she knows, but she doesn't want to have that. Because like that's how I feel about my father. Like, he knows I smoke weed, or that at least that I used to, but he refuses to like confront me about it or talk to me about it.
Yeah,
it's like that. The elephant in the room for sure.
Yeah,
them old Spanish people who don't like the smoke.
Yeah, just because the fuck. Years ago they smoked once and they got paranoid or threw up or you know whatever.
Yeah, and they think it's horrible.
Dude, like, chill out, bro.
Got lost in Puerto Rico.
Go smoke real quick.
Damn.
All right, what's the next
one? One more question. So where is the most beautiful place you've ever smoked at?
Most beautiful place. That's real tough because it's like you got to consider, like, the vibes, too. But, like, I guess the most beautiful place I ever smoked.
Captain Vibes over here.
Yo.
I don't know.
Trying to catch a vibe.
We did go to Red Rocks. That was really nice. And we smoked there.
That's what
there.
I was going to say is smoked one of my Red Rocks? Favorites. Yeah,
we smoked Red Rocks. Nice. I was still, like, there, I was paranoid, though.
Yeah.
I was paranoid in Denver, even though it's, like,
no, but
fucking...
then we seen some other people burning it up there, too. Yeah, I was too. Like... It was nice.
Pasta dachi by the left-hand side. I was like, pass it.
No, that dope, shit bro. Was nice.
Same
because
for you?
Yeah, Red Rocks? It was really nice there.
That's just what I can't remember, though. Like, I feel like
trying
we
to think
smoked
of other places.
I smoked in, I don't know, I feel like this I'm place smoking. Is where I smoked in. I'm like, damn, this is a really nice place. I like this. But
remember when we smoked in Central Park, too?
Oh, yeah. I like that. That was really cool, actually.
I like that.
Yeah, we found this big ass rock, and I like climbed to the kind of top of it and like just smoked right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was
nice
fun. And
then,
like, you see the fucking buildings, man. I mean, I like the buildings.
That's dope. Cool. That's dope. For me, I'd either say somewhere in Denver, probably in the mountains of Colorado, or one of the handful of trips that we've made to Miami. Just like smoking, like, oh, actually, when we smoked in the hotel, and I think it was in St. Pete on the balcony.
True.
That was a really nice scene. I was with my friend.
When was that? Oh, that was a cool.
I didn't know you yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wait, is that
but
when
we did,
went to
we
Kanye
did smoke for
concert?
The Kanye concert in the hotel room, I believe.
Did we?
I don't know. I can't
we
remember.
Smoked before or something. I don't know.
But yeah, when we went to St. Pete and it was just like the boys, this was years ago. We got a hotel in like downtown St. Pete or in Tampa or whatever, and
St. Pete.
It was St. Pete. Yeah. And we got this room. It had a balcony on it. It was a small balcony. It wasn't like we were young.
It was still
broke,
cool though. It was like
beautiful.
A corner. It was like corner balcony.
Yeah. And it was really nice. Like all of us could fit out there if we wanted to, and just being able to like go out there in the morning, sun's rising, and just like smoking with your friends. Like that shit was it was really nice. And then the last question is
what is you guys' favorite munchie food when you're lit?
Favorite munchie food when we're lit.
Like, what's your go-to? Like, you're like, damn, I got, like, a sweet tooth. Like, I got the munchies. Oh, a sweet tooth? I mean, well, I guess it could be a sweet tooth, or it could be, like, a, I don't know, what's your fix? Like, you like salty?
We used to, when not we, but I remember, like, what always slapped was making those cookies with the ice cream. Like, we made the cookies in the oven in that house in, oh, actually, the place now. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice little snack to have.
Yeah. That was pretty clutch.
Warm cookies and ice cream.
They always made that shit all the time.
You would just like bake cookies and then put a scoop of ice cream on it.
Yeah, something like
chocolate chip.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, with vanilla ice cream.
I do love that too.
I would say for me, like for a sweet tooth, definitely some form of ice cream. Like, ice without cream, a doubt.
Me too.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
I'm addicted it's to perfect. Ice cream. I'll be like buying that those. Too.
I'll be buying the Mexican like fruit. Popsicles, like
they have
like the coco helado and the fucking mango and the pineapple strawberry and shit, and it has real fruit pieces in it. Oh man, I'll buy packs of those anytime I go food shopping, and
them shits up.
That is like, obviously it's not the healthiest snack, right? But like, it's natural fruit inside of it, and it's like sherbet based, and it's just really fucking good, man. Like that's a weakness for me, like. Pfft.
You know what's my weakness? Those like strawberry shortcake ice creams.
Oh yeah, no, fire. Fire.
What the fuck?
But I will say food overall.
Look, like, wow.
If I'm high as fuck, I will say that like one of my guilty pleasures is Taco Bell for sure.
Oh look, yeah, they have a strawberry shortcake ice cream cake.
Is that on Amazon? I'm just kidding.
No, at Publix.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know the Carvel cakes, mm-hmm. the ice cream cakes? Yeah, they have a strawberry shortcake one now.
That's,
yo, Davey.
That's
they're about to close.
Mark's favorite. For my birthday. That's Mark's favorite cakes.
Damn, this looks cakes. So fuck good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ice cream cakes are the goat of all cakes.
Honestly. No, they're not.
Goat.
Goat.
They're not.
I mean, I like cake too, but type of birthday cream cakes, cake is just like
birthday,
really good.
When it comes to birthday cakes,
yeah.
For me, ice cream cakes, that's top tier.
When you guys were younger, did you guys always get like regular cake? And they were like, toma el ice cream. Like, they would always give you cake and ice cream.
No, not all the time. Sometimes I would just get
I
cake.
Swear, when I was younger, I felt like it was like the thing you had to do. Like, yeah, it was cake
no,
and ice cream.
Yeah, it's that happened to me.
But now I feel like nobody does that no more.
We broke, baby.
Oh my god.
it's a pandemic out here. We broke.
I know, right? Yo, we just got the cake free this time around. You know, we short.
Ice cream cake.
You gotta just appreciate we'll the cake free little birthday
the
this time.
Ice cream cake pack.
Yeah.
Delicious.
But I think that's it, man. That's all I have on the docket on the
I think that was a good docket today. That seemed like a pretty good agenda there.
Yeah. All the listeners are still listening in. If you are, shout out to you.
Yo, for real, y'all real.
We went on a lot of tangents.
Y'all the real ones.
And that's going to wrap it up. I'm going to get into the outro now. I still haven't memorized it, but I just want to say, you know, I want you guys to spread love and happiness. You know, look out for your neighbors. Look out for your friends. Check in on people that you love and care about. Give out hugs often. I actually read it was like a summary of some study, and it said the average human should get 8 to 12 hugs a day to feel
8 to 12 hugs.
8 to 12. Imagine hugging someone truly, a hug. I'm not getting into a hug.
Are you talking right now?
That I know me of all people.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, look, let me give you a hug. You say no,
nah, bro,
nah, bro.
But they say like that is like. That human interaction of feeling like a warm embrace,
it's
like
necessary.
That, it's necessary for you to like, not necessary in the sense like if you don't get it you're gonna die.
Yeah.
But it gives you a level of happiness of dopamine and serotonin that you can't really get from anything else. So you know, hug your friends, tell them you love them. Hug your family, tell them you love them. Spread happiness. Smoke a little bit if you're feeling stressed out, you feeling happy, sad, angry, whatever it is. Smoke a bowl, relax, appreciate life. And just have fun, man. We out here living, striving to live. Don't live to die. Yeah. Strive to live. You know what I mean? Die to live. Like,
what is amen. It? Spread love is the Brooklyn way.
Spread love is the Brooklyn way.
Yeah, shout out to John from Brooklyn.
But that's it. That's all I got. So, again, thanks for tuning in. We hope you guys stick around for the next episode. And we out this bitch.
Yeah. Peace out.
Let's get it.
Oh my gosh.